Step In, Bible Stories for Children.
Long ago, when the world was still young, people began to forget about God. They did unkind things, said mean words, and hurt each other without feeling sorry. The earth was filled with sadness. Even the animals seemed to feel the heavy gloom. But one man was different. His name was Noah. Noah was kind, honest, and always tried to do what was right. He listened to God and he walked with him every day. One sunny afternoon, as Noah tended to his garden, filled with colourful flowers and ripe vegetables, he felt a gentle breeze brush against his face. Suddenly, he heard God's voice speaking to him. "Noah, the world has become filled with violence and wrongdoing. I've decided to bring a great flood to cleanse the earth. But I've seen that you are righteous and good. I want you to build an ark, a big boat, to keep you, your family, and all kinds of animals safe." Noah's eyes widened in surprise. "Build a giant boat?" He looked around at the dry land and the clear blue sky. There wasn't a cloud in sight. But Noah trusted God completely. "Yes, Lord," Noah replied. "I'll do as you say." God gave Noah detailed instructions. The ark would need to be as long as 1.5 football fields, 3 stories high, and made of sturdy gopher wood. You don't get gopher wood today, but they had it then. It would have rooms inside and a big door on the side. Imagine being told to build something so enormous. Have you ever built a big project, like a tall tower with blocks or a detailed drawing? Now, think about building a boat big enough to hold 2 of every animal. Noah gathered his sons, Shem, Ham and Japheth, and told them about God's plan. Together, they began the enormous task of building the ark. Day after day, they worked under the hot sun. They cut down tall trees, sawed the wood into planks, and hammered them into place. The neighbours watched with puzzled expressions. "What are you doing, Noah?" one man asked, wiping sweat from his brow. "I am building an ark," Noah said cheerfully. "An ark? Here? But there's no water nearby," the man laughed. Others joined in, pointing and shaking their heads. "Why waste your time on such a silly thing?" But Noah didn't let their teasing bother him. He knew he was doing the right thing. He remembered God's words and felt a warm comfort in his heart. Sometimes doing what's right isn't easy, especially when others just don't understand. Have you ever stood up for something you believed in, even when others disagreed? After many months of hard work, the ark was finally finished. It stood tall and mighty, its wooden sides gleaming in the sunlight. Noah and his family looked at it with a mix of awe and relief. "Dad, it's incredible," exclaimed Japheth, his eyes shining. "Yes," Noah said. "We must prepare for the next part of God's plan." God spoke to Noah again. "It's time to bring the animals into the ark, 2 of every kind, a male and a female, to keep them safe." Noah and his family opened the big door of the ark. Suddenly, an amazing sight unfolded before them. Animals of all shapes and sizes began to arrive from all directions. Lions padded up majestically, their golden manes flowing. Elephants trumpeted as they lumbered forward, their massive feet thudding on the ground. Tiny mice scurrying along, squeaking softly. Colourful parrots flew overhead, their wings fluttering like rainbows. "Look at all the animals," Ham exclaimed, his mouth hanging open in astonishment. Giraffes stretched their long necks to nibble leaves as they gracefully entered the ark. Monkeys chattered excitedly, swinging from branch to branch before settling into their new home. Even the slow-moving sloths took their time climbing aboard. Can you imagine seeing so many different animals all together? Which animals would you be most excited to see? Noah's family guided the animals to their places inside the ark. They prepared cosy stalls filled with soft hay and fresh water. The animals seemed calm and trusting, as if they knew that they were in safe hands. "Here you go, little rabbit," Shem said gently, placing a fluffy bunny into its pen. As the last pair of animals entered the ark, the sky began to change. Dark clouds gathered on the horizon and a cool wind swept through the land. Noah stood at the entrance of the ark and called out to the people one last time. "Please come into the ark. Be safe from the coming flood." But the people only laughed louder. "You're still going on about that flood," a woman scoffed. "It's just a little rain." "Come inside before it's too late," Noah pleaded. But they turned away, uninterested. Feeling a mix of sadness and resolve, Noah entered the ark and the door closed behind him. Inside the ark, it was warm and secure. The animals settled into their places and Noah's family gathered together. "Father, do you think the flood will really come?" Japheth asked quietly. "Yes, my son," Noah replied, placing a reassuring hand on his shoulder. "But remember, God is with us. We are safe." Outside, the first raindrops began to fall. They tapped lightly at first, then grew steadier and heavier. The sky darkened and the wind howled. Water poured from the heavens and burst forth from the springs of the earth. Streams became rivers and rivers overflowed their banks. The ground became a swirling sea of water. The ark rocked gently at first, then began to lift as the waters rose higher. "Hold on, everyone," Noah called out. "The ark is floating." The animals stirred but remained calm. Noah's family held on to one another, feeling a mix of awe and fear. For 40 days and 40 nights, the rain continued without stopping. The entire earth was covered with water. Even the tallest mountains disappeared beneath the waves. Inside the ark, time seemed to blur. Days turned into weeks and weeks into over a month. But Noah and his family kept faith. They cared for the animals, feeding them and making sure they were comfortable. At night, they gathered together to sing songs and to tell stories. "Remember when we used to watch the sunset from the hilltop?" Ham would reminisce. "Yes," Shem nodded. "I wonder what the world will be like when the waters go down." "God has a plan for us," Noah said gently. "We must trust in him." Have you ever had to wait patiently for something important? It's not always easy, but trusting that things will get better can help us to stay strong. Finally, the rain stopped. The sun peeked through the clouds, casting a warm glow over the endless sea. "Look, the rain has stopped," Ham shouted excitedly. Noah smiled. "Yes, but we must wait a little longer for the waters to go down." As days passed, the waters slowly receded. The ark came to rest on the mountains of Ararat. Noah opened a window and released a raven to see if the land was dry. The raven flew back and forth, but found no place to land. Later, Noah sent out a dove. The dove returned, unable to find a resting place. 7 days later, he sent out the dove again. This time, it returned with a fresh olive leaf in its beak. "Look, an olive leaf!" Japheth exclaimed, his eyes shining with joy. "The waters are going down. The earth is becoming dry again," Noah said gratefully. 1 week later, Noah sent the dove out once more, and this time it didn't return. "The dove has found a new home," Noah announced. "It is time." God spoke to Noah. Come out of the ark, you and your family, and bring out all the animals with you. Noah's family opened the big door and sunlight flooded in. They stepped onto dry ground, feeling the earth beneath their feet. The animals bounded out joyfully. Kangaroos hopped away, eagles soared into the sky, and deer leapt gracefully into the forest. The world was fresh and new, washed clean by the flood. Trees began to sprout new leaves, flowers bloomed, and the air was crisp and clear. Noah built an altar to thank God for keeping them safe. As he and his family gathered to pray, a beautiful rainbow appeared across the sky. "Look at the colours," Shem gasped, pointing upwards. God said, "This is the sign of my promise to you and all living creatures. Never again will I flood the entire earth. The rainbow is a reminder of this covenant." Noah and his family felt a deep sense of peace and gratitude. Noah's story teaches us about faith, obedience, and God's love for us. Even when others didn't believe him, Noah listened to God and did what was right. Because of his trust and hard work, he and his family were saved, and a new beginning was possible for all creatures. Just like Noah, we might face times when doing the right thing isn't easy. But when we trust in God and follow his guidance, wonderful things can happen. Next time you see a rainbow in the sky, remember God's promise and Noah's courage. Are you ready to listen to God and trust in his plans, even when it's hard? You are? Well, shall we listen to God together? Shall we be still? And just talk to God and ask him to talk to us. Father God, we thank you for Noah and his family and for keeping them safe and saving all the animals. And Father, just as you spoke to Noah and Noah obeyed, speak to us and help us to do the things that you ask us to do. Help us to be brave, knowing that you will never let us go and that you love us more than we can ever imagine. Amen.